Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Martin, the CEO with the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. It's good to talk to you. You've got a big week coming up. You do a really good job of working your theme and getting good people to come. You've got your annual hardwood convention down in Fort Worth, Texas. Starts next Wednesday at 4:30, I think is when you kick off your stampede. I'm looking forward to the show next week.
Well, thanks, Kemp. We are, too. It's obviously our chance every year to get together and talk about what's happening in the industry and get people together to talk about how we can drive the industry forward. So we're looking forward to that.
Somewhat different than some other shows is that this show brings a lot of the craftsmen, you know, the people that actually spending time around sawdust. Just to run through the numbers, you have about 3,000 attendees that come to this show, at least you did in 18. You have 40 education sessions. You have about 11 hours of trade show and 278 exhibitors last year. Is that about what it's going to look like this year as well?
Yep, that's about what it looks like every year.
Okay. This show starts, you allow people to travel on Wednesday and get settled in, get checked into their room, and then you start late in the afternoon with a reception, and then the trade show starts the next day, right?
Yes, opening stampede includes our general session as well. This year's theme is Make Your Mark, and so the idea is obviously, you know, like a cattle brand in Texas, we carry the location forward also with what needs to really happen this year in the marketplace, which is for us to figure out how we make our mark as wood flooring and differentiate ourselves from the lookalike products and that type of thing. So we start off actually with a keynote from Duncan Wardle, who is the head of innovation for Disney. So he's going to talk to us about how you tell your story and how you stand out from the competition. And then we're going to follow that up with an industry panel that we're going to really focus in. We're going to have Bruce Swicker, the former CEO of J.J. Haynes, do a panel for us on innovation, promotion, and labor. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to talk about the things that are really happening in the marketplace.
You also have Kayleen McCabe. You've got several other things going on. So it's a reason to go for sure. It sounds like a lot of activity.
Well, you know, traditionally our guys, like you said, are craftsmen, and they come for the demos. They come to see the latest in finishes and sanding equipment and the latest products that are coming out from our manufacturers. So it's a great time to see the newest innovations in the market.
Let's talk about some of the things you've gotten accomplished this year. Some of the things has been difficult. You hired Bruce Wicker to come in as a consultant to help you get through some of the, I guess, debate around some of these things. And I'm glad to hear that you're still engaged with him and he's going to be there at your show. You, for a while, wanted to tell the story around the benefit of having real hardwood flooring. You were able to kick off your Real Wood, Real Life campaign. We did an interview about that back in January at Surfaces, so I know that's been well received. And as part of that, you've had to define what real hardwood flooring is, and there's been some debate about that, hasn't there?
Well, that's right, Kemp. You know, the first phase of our consumer outreach campaign has been pretty much a grassroots level, but we decided as we looked at this that we really needed to define what wood flooring was, because that was really the problem in the marketplace, was the confusion that the consumer had. So we decided to define wood flooring from the consumer's perspective. And so there's been some discussion and, I don't know, maybe a little controversy around the inclusion of a wood surface on a core product that isn't wood. The reality that we saw was, from the consumer's perspective, they don't care what's on the bottom side of the board. What matters is on the top. And if that's wood, then we had to have a definition for it. That doesn't necessarily mean we promote one product over the other. We've never done that between solid and engineered, for example. So between engineered and engineered core, or the floors that we're seeing coming out now, our job is to define them and say this is what they are and let the market figure out how they promote that product.
And that may continue to evolve, because I even think you're having a town hall meeting with Bruce to have some people kind of voice their concerns, right?
Yeah, we are. This really is our opportunity to bring our members together and hear their voice and talk to them about what's happening. So we asked our membership to send in questions for us to do an industry issues panel so we could address anything that's in the marketplace that people are losing sleep over or they're really thinking about that they'd like some answers to. Mm-hmm. So we put together a panel to address some of those issues. And as you know, Bruce did our strategic planning as an organization last year, so it's good to carry that through. Obviously, the campaign came out as one of the things that we did with our strategy. So it's a good opportunity to continue keeping that conversation alive.
So it's safe to say that if some people out there aren't happy with the inclusion of a multi-layered flooring with wood on the top as being real hardwood, they can show up there and express their views, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so I'm looking at your Make Your Mark. It's really cool how you've kind of tied in a little brand there. And you actually have gotten a hot piece of metal and branded that wood. Now, if you did that to some of those real thin hair-like wood veneers on top, that'd burn right through the plastic, wouldn't it?
It would, sure. would certainly, the plastic would smell burning, wouldn't it?
Okay, so listen, let me tell you, we just finished our annual report. I think it's interesting, I want to point it out, we did a thorough analysis. You know, we're looking at the business. The business was slightly inflated when you talk about consumption because of all the concerns around the tariffs, and so people loaded up warehouses, and we consider consumption to be first sale. So there was a lot of activity there. The industry overall for flooring up around 5%, whereas probably natural consumption without the scares of tariffs would have been more like 3.7. So that's the top line number. Wood, on the other hand, because of the share take from the lookalike products, is down 4%. And that's comparing 18 to 17. I think as you debate what's real wood and as you launch your real wood campaign and people start to realize the value of real wood products, hopefully that'll turn around and you'll get a positive number next year, don't you think?
Sometimes the negative isn't bad, Kemp. You know, when we take a look at what's happening in the marketplace, what we're seeing being eroded is really the low-end engineered product that was a problem in the marketplace anyway. So from a high-end perspective, from a luxury product standpoint, wood is still, you know, obviously it's a consumer's choice. We just did third-party research that indicated that consumers still prefer wood. The National Association of Home Builders just came out with a survey result, and wood flooring was the only flooring item in the top 10 to make the list of what the top 10 is that consumers are looking for in a home. So, you know, I think the perception of wood is still good. It's never been bad. You know, it's a sustainable product, and we're going to continue to promote those things. And the 4%, you know, being down, again, I think that's in the lower end of the engineered product. So to see some of those things go away and the market could come out stronger on the backside of that. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. It may be sort of a correction. And frankly, there's nothing wrong with being smaller if you're selling the product for more money.
When it's still $3 billion, that's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, it's a considerable size of the business. You know, I just came back from the covering show 2 weeks ago, this tile and stone show. You know, I think roughly 30% of what's being sold in this country in porcelain tile looks like wood as well. So that's another competitor when you start talking about wood look, right?
Right. You know, what's interesting is I think that it's, you know, the problem with some of the look-like products isn't just wood. They're looking like all kinds of things. They look like stone. They look like tile. So we're seeing the other organizations. NWFA isn't the only organization in the flooring industry who's come out with a consumer approach to really promote natural product. So you have the tile folks have come out with a Why Tile campaign. The Natural Stone Institute has a campaign to promote, they even changed their name to the natural product so that it sounded like, you know, it was reflective of a natural product. So we're seeing, you know, some things like that happen in all of the areas where look-alike product is having an impact.
Okay, all this will be interesting to follow. So it's great to catch up with you. Look forward to seeing you next week in Fort Worth. Again, been talking to Michael Martin, CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.